This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
And Van Riemsdyk alertly will play it ahead, and Montreal is going to put Caulfield to the bench. Big line trading and heading off. Here's Mangiapane coming down the middle. He scores! Andrew Mangiapane scores from the high slot, coming into the zone. He just beat Jakub Dobesh with 3:37 to go in the third. It's 3-2 Washington.
By the way, I made an egregious error yesterday when I was watching Caps Canadiens. I sat down.
I
turned the game on.
You didn't watch Monumental Sports.
At first, I didn't, until I realized the error of my ways. So I'm watching, and I'm not really thinking about the commentary at that point. Mm-hmm. And Willie hits the crossbar on a shot, and Dobesh, I guess, made an attempt at it, but the pipe saved the shot. The goalie didn't save it.
Right.
Then the commentators, literally for the next 5 minutes, are just slurping Dobesh. And I was like, why are they giving him all these props? Like, it was the goalpost that saved that shot. It wasn't him. Like, He was a split second late. Willie was off by just a little bit. And then I realized, I'm not listening to Joe B. and Alan May filling in for Locker. By the way, Locker tweeted on, I think it was Friday, that he has to take some time away for his health. His doctors recommended to take a few games off. So thoughts are with Locker. Get better soon. Hope to see you back before the end of the series.
Correct.
I'm not sure what that timeline is, but I made a rookie mistake. I started watching the horrible TBS/True TV broadcast.
Honestly, wow. I don't like to do this.
I should be put in Caps fan jail, I think.
I'm surprised.
But
you
telling my guys, because I had it on True TV, because that's the first thing that came up on mine.
Yeah.
And I was like, these guys are awful. They're I mean, I felt like they were totally rooting for the Canadians.
Who were they?
Totally did.
I don't even know. They were so excited
for the Canadians.
Random, just faceless people talking about the Caps when I could have been listening.
They were so excited whenever they scored.
And Alan May, like, I should just serve some sort of penance, I think.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
I was a bad Caps fan for a little
because
bit.
You knew that Monumental had. The
I know,
coverage.
But I just sat down and got locked into the game and I just spaced it for a little bit.
Yeah.
So well, at least I apologize, Joe B. and Alan May. That was just a gross oversight on my part.
I was just complaining about how awful they are, and they're cheerleading for the Canadians. They bugged the hell out of me.
Yeah, I was glad I saw the error of my ways.
Have you ever seen officiating as bad in the NHL as Friday night?
It's been
pretty
bad.
Well, Friday night in particular.
I think it's coming from both teams, and the national media are looking at the officiating like it's just bad all the way around.
You know what?
It's not bad for one team or the other. It's just bad.
I saw bad officiating at the umpiring at the Nats game.
Right.
There were 3 blown calls at first base.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God they have the replay, and they overturned all 3 of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just 3 blown calls.
Right.
Well, obvious. I'll say this. The NBA is the worst, and we're bouncing from sport to sport.
Yeah.
Because in the NBA, they release these reports afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't change the outcome. So at the end of the Pistons-Knicks game,
clear foul. Right. Clear foul.
The to give you the situation, the Pistons are trailing by 2, I believe. Maybe it was 1. And there's a 3-point shot at the very end of the game by Tim Hardaway Jr., and he gets fouled. They don't call it. All right, so Knicks win the game. They're up 3-1. That's huge. Then afterwards, the NBA releases a report and go, yeah, he should have gone to the foul line for 3 shots. If it's 2 shots, they win the game.
Yeah.
You know where that wouldn't have happened? Because I watched them this weekend. UFL. I was watching UFL.
Really?
Because
I didn't project that as the next morning.
I don't know why. I don't remember when it was, but there was nothing on.
Right.
And so I could have watched like a replay of the Nats game. Didn't want to do that. Mm-hmm. So I think it was before we were playing golf. We were trying to figure out something to watch. The UFL, they do real time monitoring of the calls, and they have like they even have the guy that always is who's the like the NFL like. Gene Serrano or who's
Sterator.
What are those guys? Yeah. Right. So one guy like that right there watching all the monitors. Mm-hmm. And if they blow a call, they just change it.
Right.
They don't have to wait for someone to review
it. Love it.
And they just change it on the fly.
Here's the thing.
Fantastic.
And we'll get back to the Caps here in a moment. To me, sometimes in the NBA, it's too much. These coaches go timeout. You see the players constantly do this and they go to replay. Replay takes like 5 minutes. Amazing series going on right now between the Clippers and Nuggets. I could watch best of 35. I mean, it's so good. That game ends on an Aaron Gordon dunk that you can't even tell with the replay if it was out of his hands before.
Mm-hmm.
But the game last night between the Lakers and Timberwolves, the Timberwolves are up by one. Anthony Edwards loses the ball out of bounds on a strip. I've never seen that angle. They had like an overhead angle.
Yeah.
And like I thought that they were just looking to see if the ball was off of LeBron's hands or Anthony Edwards' hands. And all of a sudden, after about a 5-minute review, they go, foul, LeBron James.
Yeah. Well, they were talking about that.
I mean, it's
why they were reviewing it.
It's almost too much.
Yeah.
With the reviews.
But at least they got the call right.
Yeah,
he fouled him.
Rooting for the Timberwolves.
No, but he fouled him.
Yeah,
he clearly fouled him.
Yeah,
he fouled Edwards. He hacked him on the wrist.
I know.
Years ago, that ball's going back to the Lakers.
But how did they miss it in the Knicks game?
I know.
They handed the Knicks a game.
How can they not review it and go, he was fouled?
And then they release report afterwards.
Yeah.
But they don't change the outcome.
Well, that tells me they just want the Knicks. They don't want Detroit to win. And the NBA wants the Knicks to advance.
Getting back to the Caps, Canadiens. Jason was hyping up the Bell Center crowd during one of the breaks.
And It was crazy.
Okay,
it upset Cakes.
Yeah.
He gets defensive.
No, that's fine. It's not even that. It's cool. They have 3,500 extra people that Capital One can't hold because it's bigger. Canadiens fans, you all are trash. All of you. All of you Canadiens fans that jeered Logan Thompson as he limped off the ice. If you want to chant his name throughout the game, whatever, to try to get it under his skin, that's fine.
Yeah.
No foul, no harm there.
Right.
But when an opposing player gets banged up and is limping off the ice, can't put any weight on his foot. Now, he had a miraculous recovery to come back and play last night, which is great. You don't jeer the guy on the way off the ice.
Right.
If your trash goalie got hurt at Capital One, here's what we would be doing. We would clap him up. Hey, good to see that you're going off the ice because we're classy.
Mm-hmm.
We're a classy group at Capital One Arena. Bell Center, you're all garbage. You're all trash. And hopefully we dispose of you and throw you out with the trash on Wednesday night because that was a classless move by all of you Canadiens
fans. Did you see the one?
Every last one of you.
The one girl when stoppage of play, Tom Wilson was right behind the net.
Mm-hmm.
And did you see the girl? She was probably 20. Blonde hair girl. Real cute girl.
Right.
But she came up. She was slamming the glass.
Right.
Giving the finger to Wilson. This is a 20-year-old girl.
Yeah.
It would be like my daughter doing it.
I'm going to be.
I couldn't believe it.
Look, I'm not counting any chickens. I'm going to be so happy if the Capitals advance. And Montreal is just, they just have to watch the Caps in the next round. If they advance.
I'm watching that Wilson hit. He's lucky he didn't get some sort of penalty on that. It was very close to the head. Very close.
Hit him right in the shoulder. Just a clean, hit.
Cakes, I'm watching it. Honestly, I love Tom Wilson.
You know what the refs want to do? All they want to do is flag Tom Wilson for anything. I've watched it 100 times. He hits him right here.
Do you see the same thing I'm seeing?
His
elbow, it looks like it hits him right in the jaw.
He hits him square in the shoulder.
I'm not
a cleaner hit.
I mean, God bless him. But he's lucky he didn't get called.
I wonder if he
is lucky because of his reputation, because all they want to do is flag Tom Wilson whenever they
can. Especially considering his reputation. But even if it was Cake Sawville making that hit, I think 50% of the time or more, you're going
to
get a penalty.
I had that in me to lay a hit like that on somebody. Must feel so good.
I mean,
just to know you can vaporize a guy and basically knock him out of the game with a, might I add,
I mean, I actually can't believe he didn't get it. He didn't get a penalty on that.
It was pretty brutal.
Yeah, let's listen to
it. Was pretty brutal.
Let's listen to the Canadiens goalie, Debesh, I believe is how you pronounce his last name.
Yeah.
Crying about Tom Wilson's clean and vicious hit on one of his teammates.
It seemed like on the second goal when Carrier goes down, you must realize he's not going to be able to come back. And he's got to go to the bench. Did you figure there that you guys were in trouble?
Yeah. Well, I was ready for the first shot. I don't even know what happened. I feel like it hit Cole. And it bounced over my pads or something like that. It's whatever, hockey, I guess. I felt like it's going to be a whistle because they were in their defensive zone and far away. But I guess, as I said, I don't really know the rules. I felt like it should have been a whistle. And I mean, it was kind of a scary hit, but I guess the rules don't apply for everyone in this league. I have no idea.
Cue up the Tom Wilson doing a cry baby face right at that guy. Please do that.
Have you watched the hit? Yes. The hit is massive.
It was brutal. It was brutal.
I mean, great hit. I'm not hating. I'm just saying I personally would have probably said that's a penalty.
Tom Wilson, look, we love you, Tom Wilson. We have Tom Wilson, and you don't, Montreal. That's going to be a problem for you going forward.
I mean, put it this way. Does that dude have a concussion?
Well, he was out for the rest of the game.
I don't know what he had. You know what he didn't have?
Yeah.
He didn't have his eyes up looking for Tom Wilson. He had his head down looking at the puck, and then his head was on the ice the next
moment. But if that was Connor McMichael getting hit by Josh Anderson, what do you think Cakes would be saying?
If it's a clean hit, I have no problem.
You would have said it wasn't a clean hit.
If he impacts him in the head, then I would have a problem with it.
All right, well, look at this and tell me he doesn't impact him in the head.
He doesn't. He hit him square in the shoulder.
Watch his head.
Right to the shoulder. I mean, it's a clean hockey. The ref is right there. If he saw a problem with it, he's going to raise his hand and call a penalty.
I mean, he hit shoulder, too. I'm not saying he didn't hit shoulder.
Clean hit.
Oh, my God.
Clean as the day is long.
I wonder if he murdered him.
I know. Full speed murder.
I wonder if the crew got word from above that it was kind of one-sided in Game 3.
Right.
And I'm not sure about the penalty calls in Games 1 and 2. But Game 3 was so one-sided.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Caps sucked. They were lazy, turnovers. They sucked. They didn't deserve to win that game.
Right.
But I wonder if they said, you know what? It was a little too one-sided. Too many calls for the Canadiens. You got to lay off Tom Wilson.
Marty St. Louis didn't love the officiating either, but
sometimes
that's what losers do. They complain about officiating.
And by the way, the Caps were terrible on the power play.
They've been really bad the whole series in the power
Sloppy.
Play.
Sloppy.
Yeah.
Our Caps discussion presented by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America, check out acecomputers.com now. We don't talk a lot about 60 Minutes, but coming up next, we're going to talk about Bill Belichick's disastrous interview on 60 Minutes. Don't go anywhere.